Digital Europe, bringing the continent's tech scene to your ears.
We now enter the golden age of the citizen scientist. After years of speculation and scepticism about the contribution that ordinary people might make to scientific research, a new study says, yes, citizen scientists can do good science. The study was conducted by YASA, the Vienna-based International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis. And of course, it's all online. Kerry Skyring reports from Vienna.
Café Ritter on one of Vienna's main shopping streets is no laboratory, but it's here that I get to do a bit of citizen science with Tobias Stern, a young computer graphics expert.
For the first time, you now see the start screen, help science, and now you get into the about screen, which explains the app. So what's the app about?
Maybe. So if I go continue?
Yeah. See in the center the land cover map? And there is there any cropland on this land cover? And you now have to decide if there is any cropland. Choose no, yes, or maybe.
The image was a forest in Norway, so the right answer was no. No cropland on that map. The app, designed by Tobias, is part of a project involving ordinary people in unusual science, a global survey of land use known as GeoWiki. It was launched by the Institute for Applied Systems Analysis, where Stefan Fritz is an expert on remote sensing.
So citizens can actually help using Google Earth imagery to provide very valuable information in terms of what they see on Google Earth in terms of land cover and land use. And we then use this information, blend it and combine it with other information for our modeling tools and for our modeling outputs.
Citizen scientists have been around, well, almost as long as science, but two key recent developments, the spread of the internet and access to global imagery, could mean a bright future, especially for the earth sciences. But can the data being fed back to the experts by crowdsourced amateurs be trusted? Stefan and his colleagues at YASA have compared results from both groups, and their conclusion is, yes, in many cases it can.
I mean, we were quite surprised, actually, that ordinary citizen could actually deliver quite high-quality data to us. So this was actually new. Not all citizens are the same, and there is definitely a difference, but there are some which perform as good as experts, which was new to us.
A street market in Guwahati, a major city in northeast India, a place of great natural richness and diversity, but where land use is rapidly changing. One of Guwahati's citizens, Rubal Hazarika, saw the crowdsourcing tools of GeoWiki and decided to do his bit. He says, scientists are not the only ones with knowledge.
Citizens are experts in their own right. They're specialists in their farms, in their forests, in their fishing communities. So scientists may possess the methods and tools for scientific study, but citizens hold traditional knowledge. Let's say the expertise that comes from experience.
To assess the value of research results from people like Rubal, YASA gave 60 people, experts and crowdsourced non-experts, more than 50,000 control images to analyze. The experts got it right 69% of the time, the non-experts 62%. The conclusion? With a bit of training, the non-experts can match the experts. Stefan Fritz says this is important work.
Globally, there are these high uncertainties in global land cover. There are areas, especially in developing countries, where we don't know where the cropland is, for example. And because of those high uncertainties, we decided to build this crowdsourcing tool called GeoWiki. The idea is that people can really view these uncertainties and then tell us where the maps are correct, where the maps are wrong.
A suburban home on the outskirts of Vienna. Anna Cipriani is another citizen scientist who took part in the data validation tests. She's a qualified scientist in her own right, but volunteered for the GeoWiki project on land use.
I find it very exciting because, for example, the other day we were watching a documentary on TV with my husband, and we saw some images of Africa, and we were like, oh, that's what it is. You know, when we saw they have these villages with these strange fences, and we will validate these images from GeoWiki.
Yasa admits training will be necessary to get the best results. They're developing tools to do this online. Anna says it shouldn't be too hard for most people to get to grips with the basic concepts.
I think that if you could spend like a few hours with someone that is an expert next to you, like do like 100 or 200 images to validate it together with an expert, I think you could, you know, go on and do it for as a job.
Using Google satellite imagery to check human impact on land cover is a fairly obvious task for crowdsourced scientists. But Stefan Fritz is working on some new ones.
What we are also looking at in the future in terms of this tool is that we would engage citizens in trying to collect data on water reservoirs and dams in terms of energy, because globally we have very little information. We know where the big reservoirs are, we know where the big hydroelectric power schemes are, but we don't know where the small ones are, and the small ones, especially in developing countries, are very valuable and important.
And the good thing about this citizen science stuff, I can do it in my favourite cafe, the one with the good Wi-Fi. The question again, is there any cropland? No or yes? And I would say yes.
Yeah, this was again correct. And now we have categorized the size of Monaco.
Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.